Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's OMF on EEI.
All right, back here on OMF, we're going to talk with Kevin Millar in just a few minutes, get his two cents into the rehiring.
Big TV guy's got to finish his show.
Yep. So he's on right now, and he'll join us in a few minutes. We want to get his two cents on the rehiring of Alex Cora, and we want to get your reaction to a half-an-hour interview we just did here in the last hour. So let's get right back to your phone calls, your reaction at 617-779-7937. Here's Jason in Nashua, New Hampshire. Hey, Jason.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
I don't know what these people calling in are talking about. Great, I would have loved to hear about next year, but to be honest with you, I thought the interview went really well because me personally, like I these people calling in like they've never made mistakes before. I'm a recovering heroin addict. I've made plenty of mistakes in my life. My family should not have me in their life anymore after everything I've done to them or to anybody, but they still love me unconditionally. Anybody that makes mistakes that are calling in are they're hypocrites, because just because he made a mistake doing what he did, you could call it a mistake, you could call it bad judgment. No matter what, he knew what he was doing was wrong.
Yeah, and I think he certainly in the half hour we just talked to him, he certainly took all responsibility. He didn't point the finger at anybody else. We told you that Kevin Millar was going to join us. He's on the Harbor One hotline, former Red Sox player. Don't let us win tonight. We never, ever, ever forget those words.
Yeah.
Kevin, how you doing?
Boys, what's going on?
The Real 1-5, TV star. How's everything?
Yeah, no, I don't know about star. He's passing our job.
Hey, listen, I don't know. We actually just had Alex on, and I don't know how you felt. It's funny. You had kind of mixed feelings, some people around here, right? Because you really can't forget what happened there. But I think the people that know Alex, sometimes when you talk to him, there's sincerity there. But overall, your thoughts about Alex kind of coming back here to Boston, given everything that happened?
We have a tough time forgiving for some reason in society, right? I mean, obviously, we all make mistakes. And last time I checked, I think we've all made a mistake. And we've all done our time, and we've all wanted to be forgiven. So I don't understand why it's so tough sometimes in sports when there's a mistake made. Listen, he got suspended a year. That's what Major League Baseball said. He served his time, and he's done nothing but great things in Boston. Nothing was bad in Boston, and the investigation side of it. We know what went on in 2017 with the Houston Astros. It was a terrible situation, whatever it was, but he served his time, and I thought Alex is the fit for the Boston Red Sox manager. So I just think people need to kind of turn the page and move on. And, that's what this is all about.
So it's funny, Kevin, we started taking phone calls after the interview, and the phone calls are coming in from L.A., coming in from California, coming in from New York, and obviously they are ripping Alex Cora. So we didn't have fans in the stands this past year. What is it going to be like when we finally get fans in the stands and they greet the Houston Astros or they greet the Boston Red Sox with Alex Cora in the dugout?
Listen, fans have a right to do what they're going to do. Everybody has an opinion. So you're never going to make everybody happy. And, as much as we try, there's always that guy. Listen, this year I thought would have been very, very tough to be a Houston Astros player because it's the first time in something like this we've seen player versus player anger. You know, usually the media and sports talk radios and newspaper clippings and we're used to that. Does it make you feel great? No. Does it hurt your feelings at the time? Yeah. But player on player situation, that was what was the unique situation on this, because obviously if you were a part of an organization that played against the Houston Astros in 2017, you felt cheated. And I think the biggest thing is this. If you have a child and you're a dad and he gets his first big league start at 21 years old, he rolls into Naugus in Houston and gives up, you know, 7 runs and an inning and a third and gets taken out in his debut, and all this stuff comes out, obviously, you know, that's a tough one to swallow, right? You're never going to feel like you can forgive the Astros if they had every one of your son's pitches, let alone in the postseason, let alone in the playoffs. You know, you understand the anger from players, but that's where it was going to be tough, I thought, for the Astros. The fans are going to be booing. They're going to have signs. That's typical, you know, rivalry stuff. Playing with the Red Sox Yankees in the days, and Lou knows, I mean, you got your feelings hurt every time you went to Yankee Stadium, but that was part of the rivalry, right? This was just unique because players were mad. You've heard Nick Markakis in front of the microphone, a guy that says nine words a month for the Braves, and he was very boisterous, you know, when this came out, and you understood it. And I understand it both sides. I understand it. Listen, I understand the mistake the Astros made, and then I understand the anger that the players playing against them made. So it's one of those weird, you know, scenes, and obviously time's going to heal.
So we're talking to Kevin Millar, the real 1-5, right, Lou?
Oh, yeah,
the real 1-5. Okay. So so here's my thing, Kevin, because, you know, Alex talked about this in his press conference when he was re-announced as the manager again for the second time. He doesn't want to, I'm paraphrasing here, about, you know, he doesn't want this people to look at this as some sort of comeback. And my thing is, like, you should be proud of that if you are to come back and, you know, and make amends and, you know, win another World Series. That is something that you should be proud of. But maybe he feels like it's too soon to kind of even talk about it. But if that does happen, is this something that he should be commended for?
Listen, Alex Cora is a great baseball guy. I mean, he was my teammate. He's got a great baseball mind. His family's got a baseball mind. He's smart. He was a great defender. His baseball IQ, they call it, very, very intelligent. You know, so he's a baseball guy. Now, he only can put the pieces in and go. Now, Chris Sale comes back, and their pitching staff steps up, and their bullpen's better. Offensively, they're going to be good. Now, can they compete and do what they got to do? Time will tell that. But we know one thing. Alex Cora and A.J. Hinch are baseball men, and they deserve a chance to manage in the big leagues. And they both have landed on their feet, and everything's going to be fine. And, you know, A.J. Hinch is down there in Detroit with a nice little farm system, and who knows how good they can be. And Alex Cora's coming right back. And it was not a bad year to take off if you're a Red Sox manager. I'll be honest with you. Ron Reneke, it was a tough year. It was a tough year all the way around, and the COVID hits, and it was just everything was weird, and the Red Sox were terrible. And so now they got their guy back. You can take a deep breath. Hopefully we get back some normalcy at some point in this world and society. And, you know, spring training starts, and, you know, the Red Sox just kind of start sticking and thinking about being good and being great and what they got to do to be better. And Alex Cora is the right guy.
Boy, you're not kidding. We were saying Ron Reneke is the big loser in all this. He had to actually sit through that thing for 60 games during the COVID. That
he's
is
a great
a mess.
Guy. And Ron Reneke's a wonderful man, yeah. You know, and just had to wear it. And you understood that. And he's a pro, and he's been in the game a long time. So it's not like he didn't know what was going to be happening.
So one of the big questions around here, Kevin, is, you know, obviously ownership loves this guy, right? John Henry, Tom Warner, Sam Kennedy, they love Alex Cora. And the discussion was, is Chaim Bloom really making this call? Right, and first year GM or whatever he is, president of baseball ops. Does it matter? I mean, does it matter if Chaim Bloom was all in on Alex, or should he, or does he have to be?
Well, I think, listen, you're a team either way. Whether you're ownership, president, general manager, assistant, the assistant, whatever it is, yeah, you obviously have a collective sit down meeting. What do you think? And everybody's got some thoughts, but ultimately, if you own the team, you're making the decision. In my opinion. I mean, I know if I own the team, and we can talk and play tickle bunny all you want, but if I want somebody back, I'm getting them back. You know, I mean, how many times do you see free agents get signed, like, for $200 million, and they stink, and the GM gets fired, and you're sitting here like, yeah, I mean, that's $200 million. It wasn't his money. It was the owner's money. So at some point, the owners do have some say-so. Chaim Bloom, he's in those meetings, and maybe he is an Alex Cora guy. But I think ultimately, yeah, the ownership, Mr. Henry and Warner are going to make that decision.
I got one more for you. And you've seen this as a player and now as a broadcaster, the change in the game, the analytics that have taken over the game. It is no longer the manager in the dugout. It's a bunch of the nerds sitting up there with computers and putting it all together. Does this not open us up now for things like what we've seen with some of the cheating right now? Because the game has become so refined to little edges that you can get that can change the outcome of an entire game.
Yeah, baseball's a unique sport. It's a wonderful sport. You got a bat and a ball, and you throw nine guys out there, and they're going to compete against the other nine guys. It's a great game. We've gotten a little bit too much information. Give me all the information. That's where we learn. Who pulls the ball? I got it. But, like, the overshifting and the analytics and the Blake Snell situation and the Kevin Cash taking him out. If you're watching that game, if there's no meeting before the game, and you were there just managing that game that night, and Lou Maloney's my bench coach, and I'm the manager, Blake Snell's not coming out of the game.
Yeah.
If something's not told to me, if there's no, you know, oh, yeah, third time around or whatever the heck case may be, I know that's the way they roll, but we're sitting here in game six, and we're in a must-win situation, and the guys coming up have just struck out six straight times. Three guys in a row. My point being is that we're losing our eyeballs to the game because we're not robots. You don't know who went out until 4 a.m. and sat in his room with a pizza box, hitting with a bottle of Jack Daniels. You don't know that. You don't know who's having problems at home with mama or the kids. So we're still human beings. It's not like, oh my God, Lou Maloney hits 304 on turf at 4:28 p.m. in the daylight. Like, that's what we're talking about. Watch his at bats. Lou just gapped two tough walks. He's lined out to third. He's having great at-bats. I don't care about the 0-for-1. And sometimes that's what we're losing, our eyeballs in this game. It's a great game. Let it breathe. Stop trying to take it over. And the Blake Snell situation, I don't know if I'm ever going to get over that. No, I'm telling you, I don't know about
it.
Because he had a chance to go 9 innings and strike out 17 and have a legacy. We'll never know.
I felt so bad for that kid. Like you said, he had a moment, man. He was dealing. He had a moment in his career that
a
I felt
moment.
Like was just taken from him. I'd be so pissed if I was
World
there.
Series.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? He handled it unbelievable. Like, I mean, try to go take the ball out of somebody's hand. I mean, so, but that's how that organization rolled, and I get it. It's a tough argument, but are you kidding me with that game and that stuff?
Yeah.
He was unhittable, and we'll never know.
Kevin, great talking to you.
Right, greatest
walk in the history of baseball, by the way. The greatest walk. Kevin Millar.
Come on, boys.
See you later on the Harbor One Hotline. We'll be right back at your reaction to the interview with Alex Cora. 617-779-7937.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.